All this month, Recess correspondent Susan Robb will be visiting with children's book authors and illustrators at the recent Book Expo in New York City, asking them to read from their work or to tell us more about it. Today, award-winning author Jane Yolen reads from her popular How Do Dinosaurs series for younger children. Despite the buzz of the convention hall in the background, her voice and her story hold their own.
This is the newest book. It's out fall 2005. And it's called How Do Dinosaurs Eat Their Food? How does a dinosaur eat all his food? Does he burp? Does he belch? Or make noises quite rude? Does he pick at his cereal, throw down his cup, hoping to make someone else pick it up? Does he fuss? Does he fidget? Or squirm in his chair? Does he flip his spaghetti high up in the air? Does a dinosaur glare? How does a dinosaur eat all his food? Does he spit out his broccoli, partially chewed? Does he bubble his milk? Stick beans up his nose? Does he squeeze juicy oranges with his big toes? No. He says please and thank you. He sits very still. He eats all before him with smiles and goodwill. He tries every new thing, at least one small bite. He makes no loud noises. That isn't polite. He never drops anything onto the floor. And after he's finished, he asks for some more. Eat up. Eat up, little dinosaur.
So how do you know this about dinosaurs?
How do I know this about dinosaurs? Well, because every little child is a dinosaur. They throw things down. They refuse to eat some food. When my brother was a little dinosaur, he would only eat hamburgers, mashed potatoes, and peas. When my children were little dinosaurs, they had equally difficult food choices. I'm not going to pick it up. And then they're surprised when mommy doesn't pick it up. So this is really a book about you, children. It's not a book about dinosaurs, but these are little dinosaurs.